In today's Mishnah, we'll learn the second and third Mishnah from the fourth parak of Masechta Megillah. And in yesterday's Mishnah, we mentioned that on Monday, Thursday, and Shabbat afternoon, three people are called to the Torah. In today's Mishnah, we mentioned the number of people that are called up on other days, other special days. So Mishnah begins, Barosha Chodeshim B'chol Shemod Krim Arba. So on Rosh Chodesh, and during Chol HaMoed of Sukkot and Pesach, four people are called to the Torah. Ein Pochatim V'en Mosimim Alehem, no less and no more. So the reason why no more is because these are the days where some malach is still permitted. Rosh Chodesh, there's no isur malach at all, and Chol HaMoed, in order to prevent a loss, that type of malach is permitted. That's why we cannot increase it. This is in the same vein as we mentioned yesterday, that we don't have too many aliyot during the week because people have to get out to go to work. However, there's still nonetheless an increase by one. According to the Tiferet Yisrael, he explains that the reason why on during Chol HaMoed we increase by one is that's actually to make people aware that this is a regular day of Chol, and most malacha is not permitted during Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah continues, similarly, in Maftir Menavi, as we mentioned previously, when there is no Isur Malacha, we also do not hold people back with reading from the Haftarah, from the Navi. And Mishnah continues, HaPoteach V'Chotem B'Torah, the first person who gets called up makes a bracha before, or the HaChotem, the last person who calls up, Torah Mevarech Lefanei Alecharei, makes a bracha before and after, as we've mentioned. And this is despite the fact we're adding an extra aliyah, the last person is the one to make the bracha. And that, as we mentioned yesterday, is in line with what it was like in the time of the Mishnah, but as we already mentioned, in the time of the Gemara, they were mataken that every single person makes a bracha before and after their aliyah. Mishnah continues, HaKlal, this is a general, Kol Sheyesh Ba Musaf Ve'ino Yom Tov. Any day that has Musaf and is not Yom Tov, that is Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, like we mentioned, Korin Arba, we have four people called to the Torah, B'Yom Tov, when now there is Isur Malacha, but however, Malacha for the sake of Ochel Nefesh permitted, we increase by one, that's Chamisha, B'Yom Kippur, which is even more Chamor, where there is even Malacha for Ochel Nefesh, for food is prohibited, Shisha, and on Shabbat, which is even more Chamor with Yom Kippur, because on Yom Kippur, the punishment for someone who violates a Malacha is Karet, whereas on Shabbat, the punishment is, it's a capital offense, one gets stoning if they were pre-warned. Since it's more chamor, then we say on Shabbat there are seven aliyot. Mishnah says ein pochatim ahem, we cannot do any less than six on Yom Kippur or seven on Shabbat. Avol mosifim aleihem, but you're allowed to increase the number. Why are you allowed to increase? Because since it is isur malach and people cannot go out to do work, there's no issue holding them back. Likewise, we maftirim menavi. In the content of Haftorah, Kati in his introduction to the Masechta mentions that there are actually many different explanations for its origin. The most common explanation that he says is that the concept of reading Haftarah, which is very similar in theme to the parasha itself, began as a result of a gzera against reading from the Torah itself. So they used to, in its stead, they would call people, if seven people up, to read from the Navi. However, once they were allowed to read from the Torah again, the minhag of reading Navi continued. Let's continue. And likewise, we said the first person to call up to the Torah makes the first bracha prior to it, and the last person makes a bracha after it. Let's continue. Ein porsin al shema. To understand this Mishnah, we're going to be referring to things that are called Dvarim Shebikdusha, meaning certain things that require a minyan. As it says, V'niktashti betoch b'nei Israel, that I want it meant to be sanctified through a Dvar Shebikdusha amongst b'nei Israel. And the concept of toch, how do we know how many toch is? We learn that actually from the Meraglim, because when it says separate me toch from, again, the same language of this Eidah Hazot, the bad Eidah, meaning which were the 10 spies that brought the bad report. So therefore, since the number 10 is there, it's understood that the toch here is also, for a Dvar Shebikdusha, you need 10 people. So Mishnah says, Ein porsin al hashma. What is porsin al hashma? It seems to be that what happened is that if a number of people came to shul, either Yechidim, one understanding is, or another understanding is it was after shul, but people came late, and they missed out on Baruch and Kaddish, what they would do, they would porsin al hashma. They would, they would recite Kaddish, Baruch. And according to Tiferet Yisrael, since because they already started Baruch, they have to recite one bracha, so they do the first bracha of Kriyat Shema, and then they jump to Shmona Asrei. There's a machloket whether they would actually do just the first three brachas in order to do Kedusha, or the entire Shmona Asrei itself. And that way, the people that missed that previously would be able to get these Dvarim Shebikdusha, which is Baruch, Kaddish, and Kedusha. Another understanding why the first bracha is decided from the Brikot Kriyat Shema is because it also has Kedusha inside it. As you're familiar with, it says we have the Kadosh, 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 etc. That's part of the first bracha of Kriyat Shema. So why the language of Pores? Because Pores is like sliced or broken or cut in half. The point is that because we're not doing all the bracha of Kriyat Shema, we're only doing one, and that's what's called Pores al Hashma. And part and parcel of all that is the Devarim Shebikdusha, which require a minyan. So let's continue. We don't have a chazan that would lead us as a shliach tzibur for Shmona Asrei unless we have a minyan. Vein osin at kapehen, also kohanim wouldn't do b'ka kohanim without a minyan. Vein kohen b'torah wouldn't read from the Torah. Ve'in Matrim Benavi, likewise, he wouldn't do the Haftorah, as we mentioned in the previous Mishnah. Ve'inusu Ma'amad Moshav. Now, Ma'amad Moshav refers to, this is actually in the time of the Mishnahs, where when you used to take someone to burial, and this is in the Beit HaKfarot, they would stop seven times. Now, this is not the same stopping of seven times that we do nowadays. That's Minhag, simply stopping. They would actually stop, they'd tell everyone to seat. They'd say hesperim, and they'd cry and stand up again. That was done seven times. And Tiferet Yisrael says that was connected to the seven hevalim that's mentioned in Divrei Kohelet. And let's continue. Ve'enomim brikat avilim. After they'd escorted the mace and buried him, they were all standing in the rechov on the roadside, and one person would recite the brikat avilim. That would only be done with a minyan. Similarly, v'tanchumei avilim. That's what we're more familiar with, referred to as being shura, meaning people standing in line and either the Avelim passing through and people offering words of consolation, or the other way around, where the people pass the Avelim. Similarly, with Brikat Chatanim, this is referring to Sheva Brachot. This is in the week of the wedding. Had a meal, the special Sheva Brachot recited, requires a minyan. Ve'in Mezamnim B'Shem. Likewise, we make a mezuman in order to say Levrech Lelokeinu, meaning to insert the word Elokeinu, one would need a minyan. So none of that is Pachot Me'asara. Similarly, Bakarkot, Mishnah says, in order to redeem karka, meaning which is land that has been consecrated to be given over to the base of Mikdash, if someone wants to redeem it and they need to work out of the valuation, you need tisha, nine people, plus a coin, meaning a coin has to be one of the ten. Now, why do you need that number? That's because when the Torah refers to the redemption of karka, it mentions the coin 10 times. But you don't need 10 koinim because we have what's called a miut acha miut, meaning once you have a term that's restrictive, and it's followed by another term restrictive, it doesn't restrict it further because it's the same term, rather it comes to include. So that's why I understand that it's at least one has to be a coin and not all of them. Similarly, v'adam kiyotze behem, meaning if someone said that they wish to offer the Beis HaMikdash their value, the question is how much is that value? Once again, because a person is similar to karka, for example, that's in the context of avadim, in the context of slaves, they share similar halachic qualities or laws. So therefore, when you come to work out the value of this adam, of an individual, such that the person who discharged the obligation of offering that sum of money to the Beis HaMikdash, then they would need 10 people, one of which being a Kohen. Those are Mishnah today.